弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
刚刚看到孟弟兄在这里领会，我心里面有很多的感恩。
I was very grateful as I saw Brother Mom presiding here today.
因为差不多两年前吧，一年多以前的时候，我知道孟弟兄经历了身体上很大的一个疾病。
I know about almost 2 years ago, Brother Mun had suffered greatly in his physically.
而且我也听到弟兄姊妹为他的祷告，他自己在神面前的那样的依靠。今天他能够这样健康的站在这里服侍神。
And I also heard prayers of brothers and sisters and about how he relied on the Lord. And today he can stand here in such a healthy form.
我实在心里面充满了感恩。
In my heart, I am full of thanksgiving.
他今天选的这首诗歌也是非常的好。
And the hymn that he chose today is also very good.
我愿更多的认识基督。
And it's called More About Jesus, What I Know.
你如果注意到这首诗歌里面的歌词里面，他用认识，用知道，这是讲到我们在好像理智上面的。
And if you notice the words in this hymn, it talks about knowing the Lord, getting to know the Lord more. It talks about how we, in our mind, we know Him more.
而这首诗歌里面也用到了经历、依靠，这是讲到我们真正生活上跟我们连在一起的。
And it also talks about to rely on Him, to experience Him. This talks about how we are connected to Him in our daily lives.
不但讲到更多的认识，这里说到更多的享受。
Not only does it talk about knowing Him more, but it talks about enjoying Him more.
这里不但说到更多的知道，他说我们要更多的效法基督的死。
Not only does it talk about to know more about Jesus, it also talks about how we should follow His death.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做认识耶稣基督？定他定十字架呢
？Brothers and sisters, what is it? What does it mean to know Jesus Christ and Him crucified?
不仅仅在我们的真理上，我们知道了解耶稣是基督。
Not only do we know in truth that Jesus is Christ.
耶稣是基督，就是耶稣是救世主，他是弥赛亚。
To say that Jesus is Christ is to say that Jesus is the Savior. He is the Messiah.
那他跟我有什么关系呢
？But how is that related to me？
我在我今天的生活里面，他怎么样成为我的救主？我怎么经历他、享受他呢
？In my life, how does he become my savior? How do I experience him? How do I enjoy him？
而且他的这个救赎，到底跟我的生命、跟我今天每天的生活里面有什么关系？
And his salvation, how is that related to my daily life?
所以今天我有一个负担，跟弟兄姊妹们在这里把这一个题目，我们再来主的面前寻求他的引领。
And today I have a burden to on this topic to seek God's guidance once again.
前几个礼拜我有机会邀请一位犹太人的拉比到我们教会来分享。
Recently, I invited a Jewish rabbi to come to our church to share.
这位拉比，他这个拉比是对犹太人的一个尊称。
The rabbi is a respectful name for the Jewish people.
事实上，他就是一个已经是已经是基督徒，他重生得救的一个基督徒。
Actually, he is a born again Christian.
他并不是还在。那里盼望一个弥赛亚来的犹太人。
He is not a Jew who is still hoping that the Messiah will come one day.
可是我们在一起交通的时候，我也发现说，今天不仅是犹太人，还有很多人他们不明白耶稣是基督。
But through our fellowship, I realize that it is not only the Jews who do not understand that Jesus is Christ.
其实今天所有的人，不仅犹太人，连我们这些外邦人、中国人。也 不多的人真正明白耶稣是基督是什么意思。
Actually, not only the Jews, but Gentiles, as Chinese people, there are very few people who truly understand the meaning of Jesus is Christ.
如果我在讲的那个一点的话，就是今天连我们基督徒可能 真的明白耶稣是基督，还有十字架到底是什么意思的人，可能也不是很多。
And if I say it more clearly, then even among us Christians, there may not be that many people who truly understand what does it mean to have Jesus as Christ, and what is the meaning of the cross.
圣经上很清楚告诉我们，跟随他三年半的门徒，他们搞不清楚。
The scripture clearly tells us that the disciples who have followed him for 3.5 years, they don't understand.
他们跟着耶稣看了许多的神迹，听了许多的教训，可是关于耶稣是基督这件事情，还有为什么要钉十字架这件事情，他们搞不清楚。
They've listened to many sermons and they follow Jesus, but regarding Jesus is Christ and why does Jesus have to be crucified, they did not understand.
只有当圣灵跟我们启示的时候，我们才能够摸得到一点点耶稣是基督，而且跟钉十字架有什么关系，才能够有点了解。
Only when the Holy Spirit reveals it to us, can we understand a little bit what does it mean to have Jesus as Christ, and how is that related to the crucifixion?
所以但愿求神的怜悯，今天让我们有这个机会，我们来思想这个题目的时候，圣灵在我们里面做一点教导的功课。
Therefore, may God have mercy on us that as we fellowship on this topic, that the Holy Spirit can teach us.
而且开我们的眼睛，让我们真的知道我们的生命跟十字架有什么关系。
And can open our eyes so that we can know that how is our life related to the cross.
请我们打开圣经马太福音第十六章。
Let us open our scripture to Matthew chapter 16.
我们要分一两几段的部分来读这一段经文。
We will read few parts of this chapter.
马太福音第十六章，我们先看十三节到十八节这一段。
Let us first read Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 18.
翻到了以后，让我先读中文，然后请我姊妹用英文来读。
I will read it in Chinese first, and then we will read it in English.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内，就问门徒说。人说我人子是谁？他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
在当时，该撒利亚腓利比的这个地方是一个商业的城市，有许多的文化、商界、哲学的交流在那里。
At that time, the city, the district of Caesarea Philippi, is a business district, and there are many exchanges of culture and business and philosophies there.
所以耶稣先问他的门徒说，你们跟我这么久了，现在已经差不多跟他们快要三年了，他准备要上十字架了，他在这时候必须问他们一个重要的问题。
And at that time, the disciples have already followed him for 3 years, and he's almost at the point of being crucified. Therefore, he had to ask them this important question.
这好像一个人快要毕业了，要举行一个毕业考试。
It is as if someone who is graduating and he has to take this graduation test.
那么耶稣说，你们先说说看，你们知道我是谁吗？人家是怎么说我的吗？
So therefore, Jesus asked them,Tell me, what do others say who I am, who the Son of Man is?
就是他们就说，哦，我们听到人家说你好像是施洗约翰，又有人说你是以利亚。
And then the disciples said, oh, we hear others say that you may be John the Baptist or Elijah.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们听到耶稣以前施洗约翰来传悔改的道理，耶稣也传悔改的理。
Because before John the Baptist was preaching the gospel of repentance, and Jesus was also preaching repentance.
施洗约翰给人施洗，耶稣的和他的门徒也给人施洗。
John the Baptist baptized others, and Jesus and his disciples also baptized.
在旧约的以利亚的先知，他是一个很大的先知，能够行许多的神迹奇事。
Elijah of the Old Testament was a great prophet, and he was able to perform many signs.
而他今天看到耶稣也行神迹也是有许多的神迹异能跟着他。
And they see Jesus today, and Jesus can also perform many signs and miracles.
在旧约的耶利米讲了许多预言，讲了许多的讲论，耶稣今天也讲许多的讲论。
And Jeremiah was able to prophesy in the Old Testament, and he preached many sermons, and so did Jesus.
所以这些门徒就说, 在外面有这么多的传说,
therefore, the disciples say that there are all these rumors out there.
可耶稣这个时候告诉他们说, 不, 我现在先, 当然外面这么说, 可是我现在问你们, 你们说说看, 你们对我的了解是怎么样?
And then Jesus said, no, I know that others are saying these, but what is your understanding of me?
这时候, 彼得就抢先回答了,
and then at this time, Peter steps forward to answer first.
他说你是基督, 是永生神的儿子,
he said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God.
这个答案一出来的时候, 耶稣马上就宣布, 这是一个标准的答案。
And as soon as he answered that, Jesus came forth to say that this is the right answer.
因为他告诉他说, 这个答案不是出于你自己的。
Because he said, this answer does not come from you yourself.
如果不是我天上的父告诉你, 圣灵启示你的话, 人没有办法知道我就是基督。
Because without the revelation from the Father who is in heaven, men alone cannot know this answer.
而且不但你知道我是基督, 我还要多告诉你一件事情, 就是将来, 我要建立一个教会, 就是在这一个耶稣是基督的这个真理的磐石上面。
And not only am I a Christ, I will tell you something more, which is in the future I will build my church and it will stand upon this rock, the truth that I am Christ the Lord.
这个耶稣是基督的这个真理, 来建立教会的时候会发生一个什么样的事情呢?
So what will happen when Jesus the Christ, this rock with the church is built on it?
那就是阴间的权柄不能够胜过他。
And that is that the powers of hate will not be able to overcome it.
换句话说, 耶稣在这里先跟他的门徒引出了一个问题, 他就要说明一个真理。
In another word, Jesus had asked this question in order to bring forth a truth.
第一方面讲到耶稣他就是救世主。
On one hand, it's to say that Jesus is the Lord.
而且讲到他的工作, 他到世上的目的, 神托付他的就是要把教会建立在他是救世主的这一个真理上面。
And it also says that his work, the work that he has accomplished in this world, the work that the Father has entrusted to him, is to build the church upon this rock of truth, which is that Jesus is Christ.
认识耶稣是基督, 并他钉十字架。
To know that Jesus is Christ and he was crucified.
弟兄姊妹, 这一个是我们信仰的最根本的核心部分。
Brothers and sisters, this is the core, the foundation of our belief.
很多的时候我们不知道耶稣是基督是什么意思。
Many times we do not know what it means to have Jesus as the Christ.
我们以为耶稣是基督, 他来到世上做救世主。
We think that Jesus is the Christ and he came to this world as the Savior.
他是要解决贫穷的问题。
That he is here to resolve the problem of poverty.
他要解决我们生病的问题。
He is here to resolve the problem of illness.
但是整个圣经里面, 从旧约到新约, 让我们 一起看的时候发现说这个救主不是要解决我们外面的问题。
But from the Old Testament all the way through to the New Testament, when we look at it together, we see that this Savior is not here to solve problems of the outside.
他会解决我们外面的问题。
He can solve problems of the outside.
可是他最主要, 他要从我们里面来解决开始。
But more importantly, he will solve problems from within.
所以耶稣是基督, 是救世主, 最主要的任务是要把我们从罪恶里面解救出来。
Therefore, Jesus is Christ. He is the Savior, and he wants to save us from our sin.
他解决的这个罪恶是借着十字架被钉死来解决的。
And he solves this problem of sin through the cross.
因为他是唯一的神, 他是独生的神的独生子。
Because he is the only God, he is the only begotten Son of God.
他完全没有罪。
He is completely without sin.
可是他要为了我们世人的罪来承担这个后果。
But because of the sin of this world, he has to bear that responsibility.
耶稣是基督, 我们说他是独生的独生子。
Jesus is Christ, and we say he is the only Son of God.
我们很长的时间里面, 我自己本人, 很长的时间里, 对于他是神的独生子, 这个事情, 我碰到人家来问我的时候, 我也有时候回答得不清楚。
And regarding the issue that he is the only begotten Son of God, I sometimes cannot answer it clearly when others approach me.
因为人家问我说, 那么神, 他有个独生的儿子, 那么他的太太是谁呢?
Others would ask me, if Jesus is the only Son of God, then who is his wife? Who is God's wife?
那我们说, okay, 神, 他是神, 那么他不需要, 太太, 他, 那么他的儿子怎么出来的呢?
And then we would say that because he is God, he doesn't need a wife. But then where does the son come from?
而且他为什么要用这个儿子来形容耶稣呢?
And why does he want to use the son to describe Jesus?
后来我才慢慢的知道说，原来这个我们中文的翻译，当然任何语言的翻译都很不容易表达这一个真理。
And then I realized that our translation, of course, any translation is difficult to express that meaning.
因为这里讲到这个生字啊，我们的问题有时常常卡在这个生字，我们以为这个是生产的生。
Because we are stuck on this word born, we think that it is to give birth.
其实约翰福音第一章十八节非常的好，这一段经文就让我有了一个答案。
Actually, Gospel Book of John, chapter 1, verse 18, it is a very good verse. It gave me the answer.
那里说从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
There it says, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
这里说只有一个，那个是独一的那个字，只有一个，这个是他的意思。
There it says the only begotten, it's the only one.
那这个生，这个生字，事实上在这一段这一节经文里面告诉我们说，它是表达出生命来。
This word born in this verse means it means life.
那里不是讲说是生产的生，是耶稣是唯一把神的生命表达出来的，这叫做独生子。
It is not to give birth, but he is the only begotten one who can explain the life of God.
那么他唯一把神那个爱我们的性情，他必须有公义、慈爱、坚固的性情表达出来的，这是耶稣。
He is the only one who can express the love and the righteousness and the mercy of God.
他虽然是 跟神是同等的，可是他却成了人的样子来到这世界上。
Even though he is equal to God, he came in the form of man.
因为他为着要拯救人，他必须要上十字架。
Because in order to save man, he had to be crucified.
这个我们等一下会讲，为什么他成为救主，就跟十字架必须要有关系呢？
Then later we will talk about why is it that in order for him to be savior, it has to be related to the cross.
他难道不可以就像或许被人用石头打死吗？
Why is it that he cannot just be stoned to death?
那他说我都为着人的罪被吊死吗？ 他难道不能够用这种其他的方式来成为基督吗？
Why is it that he cannot say that to become a savior, I will be hung to death?
等一下子会来讲这个问题。
Later we will talk about that issue.
那么今天我们看到当耶稣问彼得说你说我是谁的时候，
Here we see, today we see that when Jesus asked Peter, who do you say I am?
彼得先回答了说你是基督。
Peter first answered to say, you are the Son, you are the Christ.
那么耶稣马上告诉他说是我是基督，那么神差我来的一个主要目的成为人类的救主。
And then Jesus says, yes, I am Christ, and one of the purpose for God sending me to this world is to become the Savior.
而且我要建造教会, 把胜过阴间的权柄。
And I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
当我们讲到这个建造教会胜过阴间的权柄的时候, 我们就不能不想到哥林多前书15章讲到耶稣的复活。
And when we think about building the church and overcoming the power of Hades, then we cannot but think about what was mentioned in 1 Corinthians.
因为在哥林多前书15章里面讲说，因为耶稣从死里复活了，所以他胜过罪恶的权柄。
And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it talks about he overcame the power of Hades because he resurrected.
他说死啊，你的权势在哪里？
He said, death, where is your dominion?
耶稣的复活，他胜过了这些罪恶的权势。
Jesus' resurrection has overcome the dominion of sin.
刚刚我们看到我们读的那段说，阴间的权势不能够胜过他。
In the verse that we just read, it says that the power of Hades cannot overpower it.
你注意的话，这句话的后面把那个权势，他写的说，或者说门。
There, the power of Hades can also be translated into gates of Hades.
我常常在想，我以前也是很长的时间，我就在什么叫做耶稣的阴间的权柄不能胜过耶稣呢？
I for a long time I thought about what does it mean that the power of hate cannot overcome Jesus.
尤其我小时候的时候，我常常就想到说耶稣他下到阴间去。
And when I was little, I often thought about Jesus going into hate.
哦，他在那里碰到了许多的那个撒旦恶魔在那里。
And there he encountered Satan and the devil.
然后他就在上面跟他们开始斗剑打刀，叮叮当当叮叮当，然后他就赢了。
And then he would engage the devil and the Satans in duels and fight them with swords.
然后他赢了，所以他就上来了。
And because he had won, he was able to come up.
那就是表明他的复活。
And that represents his resurrection.
其实后来我在思想他这里说这个地方叫做门，他翻译说门的时候。
And then I thought about this translation, the gates of Hades, the word gates.
他说阴间的门不能够胜过他。
And then it said the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
那里就是好像说耶稣他拿着其他的圣经告诉我们他有那个死亡跟阴间的那个钥匙。
Here it seems to tell us that Jesus he holds the key to Hades.
你知道当他在阴间里面来往行走的时候，他的意思是说不管你这个门是什么样子，他都可以走过去走过来。
It says that no matter what these gates are like, he can walk to and from. He can walk freely.
你只要你有一把门的钥匙，是对着这个门的钥匙，你不管这个门是用铁做的、钢做的、木头做的，它都没有对你一点作用都没有。
And as long as you hold the right key to these gates, then it doesn't matter whether they're made out of wood, iron, or bronze.
所以当耶稣他是基督，他成为我们的救主，他复活了以后。阴间的门没有办法挡住他的作为。
Therefore, when Jesus is Christ and when he is the Savior, then the gates of Hades cannot block him.
而且这个阴间的这个权势要把我们这些罪人想要把我们通通控制住，可是耶稣因为他已经成为基督为我们付上了代价，阴间的权柄没有办法再抓住这些罪人。
And because the power and the dominion of Hades wants to control us, but Jesus, because of his salvation and resurrection, he has overcome all of that. Therefore, they can no longer control us sinners.
当然，这个先决的条件必须是我们接受耶稣这个救恩，我们能够领受他的这个复活的能力。
Of course, the prerequisite is that we have to accept his salvation.
那么接下来，耶稣就说，那么。他到底是怎么样的跟彼得在继续说明的时候他怎么样是成为基督的呢
So how does Jesus continue to explain to Peter how he becomes Christ?
我们刚刚的马太福音16章我们继续来看下面的几节经文
Let us continue to read in Matthew chapter 16.
在21节开始说从此耶稣才指示门徒他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老祭司长文士许多的苦并且被杀第三日复活
And from that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribe and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
所以彼得就拉着他劝他说主啊万不可如此这事必不能够临到你的身上。
And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall not happen to you.
彼得他出于好心他不愿意耶稣去受苦。
Peter, out of the goodness of his heart, he does not want Jesus to suffer.
可是耶稣转过身来对彼得说撒旦退我后边去吧。
And Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan.
他说你是绊我脚的因为你不体贴神的意思只体贴人的意思。
For you are a stumbling block for me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's.
让我们再来思想第二个部分就是十字架的意义。
Let us think about the second part, which is the meaning of the cross.
我们刚刚前面第一大部分我们看到了耶稣是基督是什么意思。
In the first part, we saw that what does it mean that Jesus is Christ?
他是基督，是为了人的罪要成为被杀的羔羊。
He is Christ, and for men's sin, he has to become the sacrificial lamb.
他成为基督是因为要建立教会，在这一个他得救的复活的根基上面。
He becomes Christ so that he can become the foundation of this church.
可是接下来他就像门徒们也今天像我们今天讲他成为基督的这个途径是什么
and then he talks about what is the process for him to become Christ
所以说他必须上耶路撒冷去
here it says that he must go to Jerusalem
要受这些文士祭司长长老许多的苦
and suffer many things from the elders the chief priests and the elders and the scribes
耶稣要成为基督他必须要照着旧约的预言来完全的成就
Jesus in order to become Christ has to fulfill everything from the Old Testament
在旧约里面我们看到其实从创世纪一直就开始就许多的历史书里面就已经有了这个预言的影子
We see that in the Old Testament from the book of Genesis, there are many shadows of the prophecy.
首先我们看到在亚当他犯罪的时候神就用了一个皮子来遮盖亚当。
First, we see that when Adam sinned, that God used this garment of skin to cover him.
你知道在那个时候如果不是有一个寄生一个动物被杀死的话怎么能够取下它的皮来做衣服呢
How can you take off the skin of an animal without first killing and bleeding the animal?
所以在最早的时候当人一犯罪的时候神就启示了说要遮盖罪必须要有流血要有牺牲的这个事实
Therefore, from the very beginning, God has shown that in order to cover sin, there has to be a sacrifice.
后来我们看到在亚伯拉罕他要献他的独生儿子以扫的时候
And then we saw Abraham when he wanted to offer Isaac
在那个时候我们看到神就预备了一只羊羔他的两个脚挂在那个树枝上
And then we saw that the Lord prepared a ram whose horns were caught in the thickets
所以在那里你看到了好像又是一只羊有个寄生它要被挂在木头上面的一个预表
And there you see again that this lamb and that it is hanging on a piece of wood
好后来到了摩西一代的以色列人出旷野到出埃及他们犯了罪的时候摩西又做了一条铜蛇挂在木头上让以色列人来仰望就能够得到医治
And then we see in the time of Moses, when he was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, then when they sinned in the wilderness, then Moses made this bronze snake on a pole that the Israel people can look to in order for their sins to be forgiven.
我们一步一步地看到这个救赎主他是要被挂在十字架上挂在木头上是有关系的。
Step by step, we see that this Savior,is related to being hang on a piece of wood.
那个蛇是一个很邪恶的代表。
The snake is a very evil representation.
当耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，不是说他等于他就是那个邪恶，而是说他身上人所看到的是所有的罪，使他在那里是一个世人所有的罪被代表的那个意义。
When Jesus was hung on the cross, it doesn't mean that he was the evil one, but that all the iniquities of the world, all of the evilness was up there on the cross.
在圣经里面我们也看到那个铜字很多的时候是代表铜祭坛是救赎、用在祭坛、会幕里面都代表救赎的意思。
And the bronze, we see that many times it is used for altar, it represents salvation.
所以当耶稣他成为救主他必须要跟这个十字架发生关系
Therefore, in order for Jesus to become the Savior he has to be connected to the cross
因为在许多的以赛亚书里面或诗篇里面我们看到神的灵感动这些作者他们发出预言的来
And in the book of Isaiah and in Psalms we see that many times the authors prophecy prophesies.
那个如果不是在十字架上的这个光景的话，你就没有办法来解释那些经文的意思。
If it is not the state on the cross, then you cannot explain these verses.
比如说诗篇说我的他们砸了我的手，他们砸了我的脚，那是什么意思呢？
In Psalms, it would say that they have broken my palms and they've broken my feet. What does that mean?
在以赛亚书说，他谁知道他死的他是列在罪犯当中，他死的时候却与财主同葬，这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean in the book of Isaiah when they say that he will be lined up with sinners and be buried with the rich man?
所以我们看到这个整个的启示，耶稣要成为救主。他受死，他必须死在十字架上。
Therefore, we see the revelation that he has to suffer death, and he has to suffer the death on a cross.
经过这个十字架上受死，而且神后面还有一个，就是他经过十字架，他必须要复活。
And to suffer the death on a cross, after going through the cross, he also has to resurrect.
门徒们不明白这个意思。
The disciples don't understand this.
所以他们出于他们的好意，他们不要耶稣上十字架。
Therefore, out of the goodness of their heart, they do not want Jesus to be crucified.
耶稣在这里告诉他说，彼得说，撒旦退我后边去吧。
And here Jesus told Peter, get behind me, Satan.
其实在这里面讲到，我们都知道，这不是说彼得是撒旦。
We all know that here doesn't mean that Peter is Satan.
其实在这里，神借着耶稣就告诉我们说，撒旦他是不愿意让耶稣上十字架的。
Here it tells us that Satan does not want Jesus to go up to the cross.
耶稣他可以受许多的苦，可是他只要能够不经过十字架，撒旦就得胜了。
Jesus can suffer many things, but as long as he doesn't go to the cross, then Satan has won.
他就算是他能够行很多的神迹，他宣告他是人类的救主，可是他如果是被火烧死，或者被狮子咬死，他也没有办法应验他就是旧约中说的弥赛亚。
Even if Jesus can perform many signs, but if at the end of the day he was stoned to death or if he was bitten to death by lions, then it cannot fulfill the prophecies and he cannot be the Savior.
所以这就是为什么撒旦在旷野试探耶稣的时候，他想要让他得到所有的荣华富贵，可是不要经过十字架。
And that is why when Satan was tempting Jesus in the wilderness, he wanted to give Jesus all the glories of this world without going through the cross.
十字架的刑罚实在是太残忍了。
The punishment of the cross is truly very severe.
不管从哪一方面来看，这一个刑罚实在是非常痛苦的。
No matter how you look at it, this punishment, it is very painful.
尤其当耶稣他那样赤裸裸的被为着人的罪，为他要来拯救的人被挂在十字架上的时候
，especially when Jesus completely naked was hung on the cross for the sins of men he was trying to save。
这个肉体的痛苦，我们都可以想象，可以理解。
We can imagine the physical suffering。
可是那种为着他所爱的人，他要来拯救的人，却是这一群人要离开他，要把他钉十字架，这种的痛苦是我们人没有办法理解的。
But the kind of suffering that we cannot understand is the suffering that the men that he was trying to save are trying to crucify him.
因为这十字架的刑罚太痛苦了，所以彼得知道，他就拒绝十字架。
Because the punishment of the cross is so painful, therefore Peter refuses it.
当我们一人不明白这个，拒绝十字架的时候，就成为撒旦利用的工具。
When we don't understand this and when we reject the cross, then we become an instrument for Satan.
因为我们不认识十字架，所以我们做基督徒的时候，我们不愿意来走十字架的道路。
Because we don't understand the cross, then as Christians, we do not want to walk the path of the cross.
我们今天许多的人身上挂着十字架，许多的建筑物上面挂着十字架。
Today, many of us wear cross on us, and we have many crosses on architectural structures.
可是我们的信息里面，或者我们生命里面，没有十字架真正的意义在里面。
But in our message and in our lives, there is no true meaning of cross in them.
今天，所以有人说，今天十字架能够成为一个真假门徒的一个记号。
Therefore, today people say that the cross can become a sign to differentiate between the true and the fake disciple.
可以成为一个真假福音的检验。
It can also become a test for the true and the fake gospel.
可以成为一个真假教会来做判别的一个标准。
It can also become a standard to differentiate the true and the fake church.
人都要祝福，可是人不要十字架。
Men all want blessings, but they don't want to pay the price.
这一阵子有很稀奇，有许多有不少的人，不同的人，他们问我有一本书的看法。
Recently, many people asked for my reaction to a book.
甚至有人真的是非常的说希望我能够读那本书，他们寄给我这本书。
And there are people who really wanted me to read it, and they sent me the book.
可是当我看那本书的时候，我心中里面真的是我很。一方面我看到那个神在人身上的祝福恩典，我是感谢神。
But when I was reading the book, on one hand, I thanked the Lord for His blessings on men.
可是我实在是很担心，因为这本书里面所讲的都是怎么样从神那里得祝福，而没有讲到十字架。
But I was also very worried and concerned when I read the book because the entire book talked about how men can receive blessings from God, but it doesn't talk about the cross.
今天真的是越来越多的人，我们要那种成功的神学。
Today, so many of us want the gospel of success.
我们要那个神来为着我的需要来为我效力。
We want God to work for us.
可是我们不愿意效法耶稣基督来走十字架的道路。
But we do not want to imitate and follow God and walk the path of the cross.
所以有一首诗歌，我相信我们都熟悉，在我们的圣徒诗歌里面是390首。
We know there's a hymn that we're all very familiar with, and it's hymn 390.
那说到众人涌进神的国度，十字架少人负。
It says that everyone flows into the kingdom of heaven, but there are few people who bears the cross.
众人争夺主的赏赐，世界有谁持？
It says that many people fight after the prize from the Lord, but
世界有谁会辞掉呢？这是
Oh, and who will give up the world?
人虽无心走主道路，人要主祝福。
Even though that man has no intention to walk the path of the Lord, they all want blessings from the Lord.
人虽无心走主道路，人要主祝福。
Even though man doesn't have the heart to walk the path of the Lord, they still want the blessings from the Lord.
认识耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
To know Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
这不是两件事情啊。
These are not two separate things.
其实我们中文把这个中间翻译。加上这个并字翻译的非常的好。
In Chinese, there's this word and in between, and it's very well translated.
但是英文里面你还有时候看起来有时候不能这两件事情没有那个前后或者深度的那种感觉。
In English translation, maybe you cannot see the relationship between the two.
可是在中文里面他讲到认识耶稣基督。并且他钉十字架，这是说明是一件事情，而且有连续性的。
But in the Chinese translation, it says knowing Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It shows that these two are related, and that it is continuous.
他成为基督，他跟十字架是一定发生关系的。
Him becoming Christ has to be related to the cross.
那么到底什么是我们今天我们身上的十字架呢？
So what is the cross for us?
十字架的刑罚在人类的历史上面就只有那么一段时间，因为太残忍就被停止了。
The punishment of the cross had only existed for that short time in the history because it was too cruel. It was stopped.
所以我们看到这里也真是看到神的这个预言哈，他要应验耶稣，他就是在生长在那一个年代，在那个罗马用这个十字架的这一两百年中间，就让他成全了他所有的预言。
And here we also see that in order to fulfill the prophecy, Jesus had to live in that time during the Roman Empire when there was the punishment of crucifixion for 1 to 200 years.
所以耶稣如果在人类的历史上早个300年生或者早晚个300年生的时候，那个时候他不会没有这个十字架这个刑罚的。
If Jesus was born 300 years earlier or 300 years later, then there would be no such punishment.
我们看到神他的救恩时候满足的时候都在神的手中。
We see that when the time is right, everything is in the hand of God.
可是今天历史上的十字架刑罚不见了。But
today, the punishment of the cross that existed in history doesn't exist anymore.
可是神他却告诉我们说，我们这些跟随他的人要天天背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
But God tells us that those of us who follow Him has to carry our cross daily.
到底十字架是什么呢?
So actually, what is the cross?
而我们这些人要天天背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
And how is it that each one of us has to carry our own cross daily to follow Him?
在教会的历史里面，我们就看到有许多人对十字架的意义不太清楚。
Throughout the history of the church, we see that many people do not clearly understand the meaning of the cross.
许多人他只看到十字架那个死的一面，那个负面的一面。
Many people only see the negative side of the cross, the side of the death.
而且他看到那个受那个苦是必须用我自己人的行为，我的意志，人工来承受的。
And they also think that in order to bear that, they have to use their own will, their own physically be able to suffer.
我们中间比较，你或许你读过一些教会历史的话，我们知道最早愿意背十字架而把十字架解释成负面的，就是盖恩夫人。
We know that for those of us who read the history, then the first group of people who explained the cross negatively is Madame Gayen.
那我非常的从今天我们整个教会历史看来，我们从盖恩夫人的这个她的经历里面，我们得到许多内在生活的一些帮助。
Today, through reading the life about Madame Gayen, we can get much help about our inner life.
可是在她那个时代的时候，她实在是不，她自己在追求主，可是她没有像我们今天有这么多的属灵的书籍或者许多的人的分享，能够知道认识十字架更全面的意思。
But at her time, she doesn't have as much spiritual books and spiritual fellowship as we do today to fully understand all aspects of the cross.
所以这些观念今天有时候还是在影响着我们，认为十字架就是非常的，它只有痛苦，只有是一个我们要逃避的东西。
And this continues to influence us today to think that cross is negative, that it is suffering.
有人逃避十字架，可是有人去欢迎十字架的时候，他是认为说这样的刻苦，我靠着人的自己来承担的时候，对我是有那个赎罪的性质的。Some
people try to escape from the cross. Others welcome the cross, thinking that if they can personally bear the suffering, then it goes towards easing their sin.
可是真正十字架的意思，不是指到我们用着人自己的力量要去。 要去承受肉体的苦。
But the true meaning of cross is not that we have to suffer the physical pain through our own strength.
所以我们因着这个观念不了解，所以我们有时候会常常听说，一个人生病了，生癌症了，发生了一件不幸的事情，我们说他在背十字架。
Therefore, many times when we hear people say that someone is suffering, that they have cancer, then we say that they are bearing the cross.
所以很多时候我们自己有的就会讲说，哎呀。 我的太太，我的丈夫是我的十字架，我的老板是我的十字架。And
then oftentimes we would say that my husband or my wife is my cross, or my boss is my cross.
我们把那些痛苦，把跟十字架就苦难就画上等号。We
take these sufferings and we equate them to the cross.
十字架，你要背十字架的时候，一定会有受苦的感觉。When
you're carrying the cross, you will definitely feel the pain.
可是它并不是说。 这个苦呢，并不是说外面的环境给你的。
But this pain does not come from the outside environment.
那真正十字架的意思是讲到，当我人的意识，我自己要的意识，跟神的意志起冲突的时候。
The true meaning of cross is to say when my will conflicts with God's will.
而在那个时候，我觉得为什么这样，我抱不平，我觉得我忍不下去的时候，那个时候是开始你要接触十字架的时候。
And when you think it's unfair, when you think it is not right, and that is the beginning of you touching the cross.
就是当我的意识跟神的意识起了冲突的时候，那个开始的有十字架的影子。
And that is when my will and God's will conflict with each other. That is the beginning of the shadow of the cross.
当我们碰到一些事情，当我发现我不愿意舍己，我开始痛苦，那是十字架来的。
The cross is when I don't want to put down myself.
当我，你知道，我们一个人，当我们在长期落在一个痛苦里面的时候，这个时候有一个很大的原因。
There is a great reason when we have fallen into a long state of suffering.
如果有一件事情在我们身上，我们一直放不下来，我们长期在那里受苦。
If there's something that we cannot put down, and for a long time we are suffering.
有一个神的仆人，他说的很好。
There's one servant of God who put it very well.
他说，当我们因为苦难的临到而陷入失败和痛苦的时候。
He said, when we encounter difficulties and fall into a state of failure and suffering.
很大的程度是因为我们没有充分的了解十字架的意义。
A part of it is because we have not fully thought about the meaning of the cross.
我们一直陷在那个痛苦里面，不能从里面出来，因为我的意志里面一直抵抗这个十字架。
We have fallen into the state of suffering for a very long time and cannot come out of it because in our mind we are rejecting the cross.
当我如果我的里面意志里面我愿意心甘的顺服的时候，下来，我相信这个痛苦可能。要减轻。
I believe that the suffering will decrease if we are willing to come down and in our mind.
所以这个事实上我们在许多的见证人身上我们也看到这样的例子。
We see this example in many witnesses as well.
我们看到你看那个在宾州那个暗示之后就是那个眼睛很多少年他不能够看到不能够见光的这位蔡淑娟姊妹。
We see that the sister in Pennsylvania for so many years she could not see.
当他经过了那么多年的痛苦以后，后来他明白神的旨意，他完全放下来的时候。
After so many years, after she finally understand the will of God, then she was able to put it down.
当人去看他、看望他，看不出他里面有那么深的痛苦，那种反而是在他的脸上。散发出来的都是神的荣光。
And when others go visit her, they cannot see the suffering that she has gone through. Instead, they see the glory that is on her face.
在人的意志跟神的意志在那里起冲突的时候，我们是会痛苦的。
We will suffer when our will conflicts with God's will.
可是当我们愿意放下我自己的意识来顺服神的意识的时候，十字架的工作已经做在我的身上。
But when we are willing to put down our will and follow God's will, then the work of the cross has already been done on us.
在我们的生活上面，怎么样来经历十字架呢？
In our life, how do we experience the cross?
那也就是说，我怎么样随时来知道我要放下我的意识，来承受神的意识呢？
And that is to say, how do I know that I have to constantly put down my will in order to experience God's will?
我们不需要经过很大的什么失业啊、癌症才算是经历十字架。
We do not have to go through the great pain of unemployment or cancer in order to experience the cross.
事实上，当耶稣说我们跟随他的人，若有人要跟随他，就要舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从他。
Actually, the Lord says that every day, for those of us who want to follow Him, we have to carry the cross every day and follow Him.
那就是说，我们天天都可以。有这个机会来面临十字架的考验。
And that is to say that every day we have the opportunity to face the challenges of the cross.
一个健康的人，他也可以随时面对十字架。
A healthy person can also constantly face the cross.
所以我就想到了在哥林多前书十三章里面讲到了一段我们都很喜欢的经文。
And then I remembered in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, there's a passage that we all like.
那里讲到了爱是什么？
There it talks about what is love.
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is long-suffering and is patience and kindness and not jealous.
记得这段经文吗？
Do you remember this verse?
他说爱是不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理这一段。
It says that love does not brag and it is not arrogant and does not seek after one's own.
当我自己在思考这个耶稣基督并他钉十字架这个信息的时候，
When I myself thought about the message of Jesus Christ and him crucified, this topic.
也许我一直在想我今天我在我每天的生活里面是不是有把握机会怎么样来学习舍己的功课。
And then I thought about in my daily life, have I grabbed onto every opportunity to learn how to give up myself?
就有一件很有意思的事情发生。
One day, something very interesting happened.
就那一个礼拜里面，我非常的忙碌。
And that week, I was very busy.
啊，突然又有一个什么丧礼家属的需要，然后又有一些本来就安排好的聚会查经，就是那个礼拜非常的忙。
And that week there was a funeral that I need to take care of, and there were many pre-arranged Bible studies and gatherings, and that week was very busy.
一直到了星期五的下午的时候，当我在那里觉得说，哎呀，时间是在礼拜五晚上的查经，礼拜天的讲台，礼拜六还有一些东西都来不及，我就把自己关在房间里面，我就不希望有人的打扰。
And by Friday afternoon, I thought about there's the Friday night Bible study, and then there's the Sunday sermon, and there were other gatherings on Saturday. I locked myself in a room, and I didn't want anyone to bother me.
结果我太太她来了。
And then my wife came.
她坐在那里，她就好像有些话要跟我讲。
She sat there as if she wanted to speak to me.
那我就听着她，就让她讲什么重要的事情。
And then I sat there listening to her saying something important.
当然我那个时候的心思也不是那么的集中，我就希望她讲完赶快走。
Of course, I wasn't that focused at that time. I just wanted her to say what she needed to say and go.
哎，她讲完了，她要确定我到底有没有懂得她的意思，她就再来一遍。
And then after she was done speaking, she wanted to make sure that I understood her, so she said it again.
所以当我听他在那里陈述一些事情，是他已经讲过了，他又来问我的时候，我的心里面突然就非常的不耐烦。
And when I heard that she was saying to me things that she had already said to me before, all of a sudden I was very impatient.
而且这件事情不是他当场来讲的，前一阵子或一阵子，我们有时候在面对这个事情的时候，在有一些看法上面，我已经很清楚的表明了，应该我的看法是这样。
And this is not the first time we had already discussed this before, and I had already clearly told her what my opinion was on that matter.
所以在那个时候的时候，我突然就发起了脾气，我就说，我不想，我也没办法重复我当时的情形。不过我就等于是请她说，可以了，把嘴巴闭住，你现在可以走了。
And I cannot fully describe the situation, but at the time, I basically said, that's fine, I've already told you what I have to tell you, you can go now.
其实当我做完讲出这样的，我知道我那个时候因为脑筋里也在那里还在思想一些事情，又在那里不耐烦说，哎，你怎么有完没有完？所以当我出来一句话要请他走的时候，那一句话，我相信我都不相信是我从我嘴里出来。
And because I was very impatient and I was listening to her repeating herself, I could not believe it when I asked her to leave that I used the words that I used.
那时候我突然发现她愣住了，她本来一直在讲，一直看我到底有没有在听，她突然听我这样一讲，她没有讲话，坐在那里就这样呆呆的看着我。
And then all of a sudden, because before she wanted to make sure that I heard her, and after she heard me, she just sat there and stared at me.
差不多有好几秒的时间。
And there were a few seconds that passed.
突然她站起来，她就离开了房间。
And then all of a sudden she stood up and she left the room.
当她离开的时候，我突然就是醒过来了。
And when she left, all of a sudden I woke up.
我那时候突然在想，我自己也很惊讶，我刚刚为什么有这样一个粗鲁的一句话就这么冲出来。
And I was very surprised why I was so rude when I spoke to her.
那个时候就是这一段经文里面的一段话就出来说，爱是不轻易发怒。
And then in this verse, it came to me that love does not easily provoke anger.
爱是很久忍耐又有恩慈。
That love is patient and love is kind.
我突然想到了，这不就是十字架吗？
And then I thought, isn't this cross?
这段经文我正在思想十字架的意思，这不就是耶稣基督上十字架承受我们所有罪人的顶撞的光景吗？
Isn't this the state that Jesus has suffered when he was crucified and he was suffering at all of us against him?
今天我不需要人家把我真的钉上十字架，或者我得了一个癌症，我才能够来学十字架的功课。
I don't need to be crucified on a cross or to have to suffer cancer in order to learn the cross.
今天我在日常生活里面有多少的情况之下来考验我是不是愿意成为一个跟随主的人？
Today, in our daily lives, how many opportunities we have to test us to see whether or not we're someone who would follow the cross.
所以在他走了几分钟里面，我突然警觉到，我是一个很，就是怎么很愚顽的一个人。
And all of a sudden, in a few minutes that she left, I realized what a stubborn person I am.
很多的时候，我们讲十字架，在思想十字架，在准备十字架的查经，可是我没有。真的在我日常生活每一个点上要经历十字架。
Many times we think about the cross and we try to prepare to learn about the cross, but in our daily lives we do not in every point at every point we're not willing to follow the cross.
因为我要我的意思，我这个时间要做我的事情。
Because I have my own will at this time, I want to do this.
我不要人来打扰我。
I don't want others to disturb me.
而且我讲过就是这个意思，为什么你老是听不懂还要再来提这个事情呢？
And I've already said this, and why do you not understand and continue to come back to me?
在那个时候我发现真的我们离十字架还远得很。
And then at that time I realized how far away we are from the cross.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore dear brothers and sisters,
十字架是神整个救赎的一个工具。
The cross is the instrument of salvation for God.
耶稣他之所以能够成为基督，
Jesus, in order to become Christ,
他必须谦卑完全的舍己，
He had to humble and completely give himself up.
他存心顺服以至于死，并且死在十字架上面。
He was willing to obey to the point of death and to the death that is on the cross.
而今天我们这些跟随主的人，
And today, those of us who follow the Lord,
我们生活中不可能没有十字架。
In our lives, it is impossible for us not to have cross.
有许多的冲突来到我们生命上的时候，来到我们的生活当中。
There are many conflicts that come to our lives.
不一定表示你那个时候已经在背十字架。
It doesn't necessarily mean that you're already carrying the cross at that time.
只有当你放下自己的意识的时候，你跟主的意思有了冲突，可是当你放下自己的意思的时候，你开始跟十字架发生关系。
It is only when your will conflicts with God's will and you're willing to put down your own will, then you start to have a relationship with the cross.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们在这个认识主耶稣基督的救恩的这条路上奔跑的时候
，Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, as we walk on a path to follow Lord Jesus Christ,
十字架是少不了的。
We cannot lack the cross.
只有当我们真的在他的十字架上这样的一个塑造的过程里面有份的时候，我们身上才可能显出他的荣耀来。
Only when we partake in that process, then can our life manifest the glory.
在我们每天的生活里面，有很多的场合都可以经历十字架的功课。
There are many opportunities in our daily lives when we can experience the lessons from the cross.
求神恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
请我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
恩主，我们来感谢你。
Our gracious Lord, we come to thank you.
主啊，当你来到世界上，来成为人的样式的时候。
When you came to this world in a form of man.
在你的心里面，你已经定义要走十字架的道路。
In your heart, you have already decided to walk the path of the cross.
我们也感谢主，因为你走了十字架的道路，所以你今天真的成为基督，成为我们的救世主。
Lord, we also thank you that because you walked the path of the cross, that you have truly become the Savior and the Christ.
主啊，今天在我们的日常生活主里面，求主你让我们更敏感十字架的功课。
Lord, in our daily lives, make us more sensitive to the lessons of the cross.
而且我们也更愿意顺服来走十字架的道路。
And may we be more willing to obey to walk the path of the cross.
让我们更多的经历耶稣基督。
So that we can experience Jesus Christ more.
更多的效法你的死。
So that we can imitate your death.
所以在我们的身上能够更多显出你的性情来。
So that on us your characters can be more manifested.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.